Rex, why am I wrong in picking Oakland to win tonight?
Jeff and Kevin, you're talking about two different ball clubs. However, both of them really not real heavy in the run-scoring department, especially the Oakland A's. They're having a hard time scoring runs, at least the whole second half of the season, where they have performed the poorest. The Royals, on the other hand, see, what Oakland has, though, guys, you know, they have a chance to take you deep. Donaldson, maybe, you know, maybe their catcher, if it's Moss, or somebody has a chance to go deep. What the Royals have that the Oakland A's don't, and no one else in baseball has, is speed. And you score runs in different ways. Home runs produce the runs, sure. We all know that. Those are more glamorous. But for the Royals, a chopper over the pitcher's head is a rally. Guy gets on first base. What does he do? He steals second. And then the next hitter doinks one over the shortstop's head or the second baseman's head, 1-0. And then when you pitch and you have three guys at the back end of your bullpen that are the best in, really, we're talking historical numbers with Kelvin Herrera, Wade Davis, and Greg Holland. That game is over pretty much. I mean, you know, they're going to get hit. Matter of fact, Wade Davis and Kelvin Herrera, they didn't give up a run this year. But neither one of them has given up a home run since last year. They went the whole year not being hit over the fence. So basically, you add those numbers up, a 1-2-run lead, game's over. Royals win. So, look, you know, James Shields, I think there would be any team out there in baseball, if they had James Shields, would pitch him too. It's just going to be all about who can perform, who can get a job done. And also, the Royals, the way they defend, they catch the ball. This is a great defense. They've taken more runs than any team by 27 runs at least. As fan graphs and all those new technologies, you know, the new stuff, the new graphs will tell you they've saved a lot of runs. So, look, pitching and defense and then timely hits. The Royals were second in timely hits all year behind Detroit Tigers. So they're average runners in scoring positions right there. So this team really is built to win. They're dangerous. They defend and they pitch. And so that's the whole key ingredients when it comes to postseason. However, the one-game playoff, it's just a crapshoot. You could bring in a college team here, and they could beat any other major league team in one baseball game. So you just never know what's going to happen, fellas. But I can tell you that the Royals, and John Lester, by the way, I didn't never see him throw over to first base. He's not comfortable with his move, and he's facing the best, the speediest offensive team there is in the world. So if they get on base, a track meet's going to break out. And we saw the Royals score runs this year, guys, like I've never seen before in my 36 years of baseball, scoring two runs in the ninth inning without getting the ball to the infield. That's the kind of speed they have. They got a guy named Terrence Gore that they bring in to pinch run late in the game when they need a run or they're down a run or up a run. And it's an automatic bag. Not even mentioning Jerrod Dyson, who does the same thing. So this team has weapons that can impact ball games. Now, if they somehow find a way to get through this game here, the Angels are in trouble. And anybody else they play are, too, because of those weapons I just mentioned, fellas. Now, you can go ahead and stay on the Oakland bandwagon if you want. But I like what the Royals can do, especially if they can get a lead.
Rex, now, just for the record, I'm picking KC to win tonight. But
I love that.
Yeah, but what –
Good pick, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks.
You're such a suck-up.
Well, you know, I state the obvious, I think.
You're not going to hurt my feelings, guys. Look, I'm a baseball lover. I just happen to work for the Royals.
But, go ahead, Kev.
I've been with so many different ball clubs, man. I really enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, Rex, how big is the 12th man meeting the fans in KC going to be to an inexperienced team like Kansas City tonight?
Oh, guys, can I just tell you that last night I was a part of that 50-something thousand crowded Arrowhead for Monday Night Football, and how they broke the decimal record, so they were the world's largest crowd, and it was impressive. There were some of the Royals players were there. They showed them on the Jumbotron. The place came down. But as loud as it was when I got home last night, I could barely hear myself. My head was ringing. This morning I woke up, my head was ringing. You know, it's almost hazardous to your health. But the fans, the passion that they have in Kansas City, is as big or better than any place I've ever seen before. It's just in baseball, and the stadium, it holds just under 40,000, but we've heard 15,000 in that place sound like 50. So these people, they know their sports. They love their sports. They're very passionate. And, yes, they'll have an extra man there. And believe me, I can't wait to get to the ballpark early today, as I will get in my golf cart and I will drive around to all the tailgates that they do in Kansas City here. They know how to do tailgating better than any place in the world. And I will be stoking the fire, working the people. Who's driving the bus tonight, folks? Who's going to step up and get the big hit? And you know what? When it comes to that, too, guys, the Royals have 9 players, and 8 of them have over 50 RBIs. But they know there's not one guy that's having a monster year, but every single one of them can hurt you. They can't pitch around anybody. That's what makes this team so dangerous, but they've got 8 guys that scored over 50 runs.
Hey Rex,
so just pass the love around.
When you look at this lineup, I mean, we know John Lester. He's 9-3, 1.84 in 13 career starts against the Royals. He's 3-0, 261 this year against the Royals. I look at Alcides Escobar and the hitter he's become since moving into the leadoff position. And I'll tell you what, I think he might be the guy I'm watching tonight for Kansas City. He could be the guy that sets the table. He could be the guy that really sets the tone for things right out of the gate.
I totally agree with you, Jeff. You've been doing your homework.
I know I have. I'll watch them. We're not just pretty faces. I'll watch the Royals.
You should, and I know you're a baseball fan, man. We go way back, Jeff. So look, I compliment you on that pick because that's my pick. He's not only hit 400 in the last 3 weeks that Ned's had in that leadoff spot, but he's hitting close to over 300 against left-handers this year, and he's been extremely aggressive. Those pitchers trying to get strike one, man, he's all over it. He's confident, and he has speed. He has over 30 stolen bases. This guy is a difference maker, and we haven't even talked about his ability as shortstop. He should win, in my opinion, his first Gold Glove. 162 games he played this year. Started every one of them. And the last time that was done was 07, Jimmy Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not easy to do. This guy loves baseball. He's an iron man, and he is a player. Mm-hmm. So, look, he also can bunt. And like I said, John Lester, you don't like the running game. If the Royals can somehow slow play John Lester, step out of the batter's box, mess up his timing, he don't like that either. You've got to find ways to get into his craw and really make him come up in the zone, and they can get him. Look, I saw this Kansas City Royals just a week ago beat Chris Sale, and not too many teams can claim that. They hit a 3-run homer off of him. Actually, they hit 2 homers off. You know, same thing can happen to John Lester. Now, you mentioned all those glorious numbers. That's great. But he is 2-3 against the Royals away from home, whether it's Fenway Park or in Oakland, Alameda County Coliseum. So he can be beaten, and they know it. And tonight, it's going to happen again, believe it.
Okay, Rex, give me your pick to click for KC tonight on the offensive side of the ball. Pick to click.
Okay, Jeff. Jeff gave you Alcides Escobar. I'm going to give you Lorenzo Cain, center fielder, back third. Lorenzo Cain is going to drive the Royal bus tonight offensively. He's going to knock in not one but 2 runs, and that's what it's going to be. 2-0. Royals are going to shut them out. James Shields is going 7 strong, or maybe even 6 strong, and then get it to the pin to win. It's over, and it's time to head to SoCal, man, and to take on the Angels, who are going to be threatened a little bit because they handled Oakland very easily this summer, but not the Royals. They're in trouble.
I'll tell you what, I'm going 4-1 Oakland.
That's okay. I like that prediction, too. Although, look, that's all it is. And my prediction's the same. They're just predictions. Nobody, not one person alive in the world, even the greatest expert in the world at baseball, cannot tell you what's going to happen tonight.
That's
the beauty of baseball.
That's true. Rex, let me ask you this just very quickly before we let you go. The Athletics have not had a good month of September. How easy is it for a baseball player to flick off the switch and say, all right, whatever happened in down the stretch in the regular season doesn't matter anymore. We got a playoff game tonight. Can baseball players flick that off?
Absolutely, because some of the guys that have been there, and even if you haven't been here, that once the postseason starts, it's a new season. Brand new season. Wash away whatever happened in the past. It's one and done. let's see. How's it going to happen? What's, you know, let's just loosen up. Let's go play our game. But I will tell you that once the team gets down, like Oakland, they're going to say, oh, no, the Royals have the lead. We know how tough they are with the back end of that bullpen. That will be a downer. So it's important the Royals get the early lead. Mm-hmm. Now, the Royals have been playing very good baseball on the road. They played excellent ball, so they're gonna say, hey, look, we've been doing this. We've been playing every game the last 3 weeks the Royals have played have been like one-game playoff. Because when you're in a race like that with the Tigers, whom they could have beaten. If they would have just had a better head-up record, they would have won the Central, but they didn't. The Tigers just handily beat them this year, and that's where it came down to. But, yeah, players can turn that switch on and off. However, you have to have the ability to slow the game down. That's important. And I played the one-game playoff. Unfortunately, it's the closest I ever got to being in postseason. But in 95, it was the California Angels against the Seattle Mariners, and I was starting at second base for the Angels. Randy Johnson was Seattle's pitcher, unfortunately, for us. Mark Langston did a nice job for us. But I remember slowing everything down. The crowd at the King Dome was deafening. It was like last night's crowd at Arrowhead Stadium.
Rex, we got a scoot here, man. Thanks for doing this. Always fun to talk to you.
Keep having fun, Rex.
All right, Rex, take care. I'll put Rex Hudler down as undecided.